Bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Lisa Davis.
It's Foodie Friday, and I love Foodie Friday. And today we're going to be talking about what it means to eat holistically well. Okay, so we've heard that word holistic, and it means, you know, taking all things into account, looking at the full picture. So I'm very excited. This woman has been a saint because I've been wanting to have her on for a very long time. I'm going to say her first name. She's going to say her last name. Her name is Kiki. Kiki, welcome to the show. Tell us your last name.
Thank you so much. My last name is Athanasoulias. Very Greek.
Okay. I love it. You know, I can say that actually. I make fun of myself because I could like mispronounce Jones.
Athanasoulias.
What a beautiful name.
It says it exactly how it looks. So it's just long.
All right. Well, I want to say that you are the director of community and success at Meal Garden, which is a health focused meal planning app, which we're going to talk about. Recipe and grocery management. You're also the founder of Mindfully Edible. I love that. A resource for your journey exploring the wellness world. So this is super exciting. All right, Kiki. So thank I want to know, when did you first get into healthy living and healthy eating?
Thank you. Well, I'm so happy to be on your show. I'm such a fan. I really got into healthy living. You know, when I first moved out on my own, going to university, kind of realizing, okay, you know, you need to grocery shop for yourself, cook for yourself, and you can really change the way that you feel. And it all comes down to food and nutrition. And so I ended up joining this startup based in Toronto called Meal Garden, which was a meal planning app, but I loved their focus towards actual health. So it's not just a matter of planning meals, because there's lots of meal planning apps where you can find recipes and get your grocery list. But this one was really focused on, okay, how can we ensure that you're choosing healthy choices that balance out throughout the week? And that doesn't mean rules and restrictions, but it just means making really informed choices and decisions. And we have a health algorithm, so it helps with that. So that's kind of how I got on board. And then I started off with marketing for Meal Garden, but as I explored this, you know, holistic health community and got a little bit more passionate about the health and took some courses in naturopathic medicine, I decided to also do my own thing. And I've been doing wellness retreats and blogging with Mindfully Edible and just kind of sharing my own holistic health journey as I explore different diets and kind of curate all of this content, because it can be very overwhelming. And so I want to come at it from that, you know, this is my journey. And so far what I've learned is that at the end of the day, it's mindful decisions that that really pay off, and just tuning into what your body is telling you and being a little bit more conscious about, you know, little decisions here and there. And it really shouldn't be about rules and restrictions and following this diet and that. That's my big spiel, but that's sort of where I'm at today.
I love the name Mindfully Edible. I mean, I talk about mindful eating a lot on the show. I think it's so important. I want to talk about, before we get into mindful eating, I want to talk about what it means to you to eat holistically.
Yeah, well, I think for me, and you know what, that definition has changed for me, I'll be completely honest. But right now, it really means figuring out what you yourself as an individual thrive on, and then making sure that you're getting in as many nutrients from as many different sources that work with your body as possible. So to be completely honest, at a time in my life, I thought that that was, you know, oh, okay, holistic means, you know, should be plant-based, it should be gluten-free, it should be this, it should be that. But the fact of the matter is we all thrive on different types of diets. Except there are common themes, I think, within all of them that we can all kind of benefit from. And to me, that's what holistic eating is all about. It's tapping in and tuning in to making informed choices based on, you know, scientific research and evidence. And then also tuning in to what your body is craving and asking for. And at the end of the day, hopefully that's a nutritious choice. And that's kind of where Meal Garden comes in to tell you scientifically, is something healthy or not. So, I mean, in terms of, I mentioned there are some common themes or parallels that seem to come up in all of these different types of diets. And I think holistic diet, in other words, could just really mean a whole foods based diet.
Yeah.
So I really want to move away from restrictions and over, like, you know, rules. But really, if it's a real food, if it's a whole food, then you know what? It's probably not going to do you too much harm.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've mentioned this before. I think when I had you on It's Your Health Radio, I call myself a whole foodatarian. If it's a whole food, I'm going to eat it. So
exactly.
Yesterday I was out to lunch with a friend and, you know, I had just sort of like, I mean, the food is all, it's great. It's this little local place in my neighborhood. It's not a chain. They have wonderful chefs, but it's still, you know, like sandwiches, everything has bread or cheese or, you know, things that I don't usually eat.
Yep.
So I decided to have a burger. And I had it wrapped in lettuce and it had avocado and jalapenos. But then I said, well, it comes with fries. I don't want the fries. But they said, well, we have sweet potato fries. So I thought, I am a sweet potato fan. I don't usually eat fried stuff that much. But you know what? I'm out to flipping lunch. Like, I could have gotten a pizza or, you know, one of their really amazing sandwiches with the big, thick, wonderful white bread. But I didn't. So that's where, because I'm usually like, you know, just beating myself up like crazy. And
exactly.
Guess what? I ate some sweet potato fries and I'm still here, you know, here to
you
tell
you.
You
know what? 100%. Thank you so much for sharing that, because I think you bring up an amazing point. You know, you did the best that you could do in your circumstance, but then, and you know, maybe that wasn't your optimal choice. You know, you would have preferred an organic green salad rather than the sweet potato fries, but you had sweet potato fries and then you enjoyed it, because if you didn't and
really
if you, you know, beat yourself up about it, then you're going to turn, you know, really healthy food acidic in your body with stress, because at the end of the day, it's stress that kills. And so, you know, eating this beautiful kale salad, but stressing over like, oh my goodness, is this kale organic, or, you know, where does this kale come from? Or like, you know, does this dressing have, you know, canola oil in it? Oh my goodness. And, you know, that's what's going to really damage you probably more than just, you know, having
sweet
potato fries.
I'm sure they were fried in vegetable oil. I'm sure it was not organic vegetable oil. I'm sure it was probably GMO vegetable oil, but it's not
a
regular thing, right? It's a treat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's the other thing. I think that if you follow a beautiful, clean diet for most of, you know, most days, most meals, then your body can take a little bit of, you know, a treat. And that's what life is all about. And it's just about balancing that. So maybe you're going to have something a little bit lighter today, because your body probably craves something a little bit lighter today, because you might feel a little bit more heavy from a fried food. So again, I always encourage, the first step is kind of tuning in and really listening to, okay, what does my body actually, you know, want and need right now? And oftentimes it has the answers. And then I hope with Meal Garden and with, you know, my Holistic Health Hub, that can kind of guide you and give you a little bit more specific inspiration as to those recipes and those meals. Once you have tuned in to listening to your body, it's kind of the next step.
Now I'm looking at your site now, Mindfully Edible. Now, did you, because there's a blog post, this is funny because we're talking about if you're eating things you don't usually have, the three best things to do when you've messed up your diet.
Yes.
And we just talked about this, quit the mental torture. This is take a second to reflect on why that occurrence happened and assist your digestion. So you have these great ideas with the activated charcoal, the drinking tea and water.
Yeah,
it's great.
Well, that sort of came about because as I've become more interested in wellness and sharing recipes and all this jazz, I noticed that people are starting to look at me as this, you know, holistic health advocate, and I'll get texts from friends being like, oh my goodness, you know, I binged ate today, or I had this cake. What do I do? Like, Kiki, help me, like, you know, get me on this new meal plan. You know, I need to lose 5 pounds. And at first I was trying to help all these people, but then I was realizing, I was like, you know what? First of all, they just need to take a step back and relax. And maybe this is inspiration for like an overall post that I can kind of put out there to the world. Of, you know, we all have those times when we feel like we've messed up, we, you know, went to a party and ate something wrong, or maybe we've, you know, just binged at home alone. There are specific things that you can actually take to help your body, you know, kind of detox out of, you know, and flush those things out. That's one thing. But really what I preface the post with is, first things first, let go of the guilt. Maybe dive a little bit deeper into why you might have done that. If it was simply to be social with friends and, you know, you felt like it's worth it, then great, go for it. But if it was something that you were soothing, you know, maybe feeling alone or depressed or upset, then perhaps you might want to tap into that and find other strategies of, you know, coping with those emotions or those feelings, rather than turning to food. But of course, we always make some mistakes, or, you know, I shouldn't even call them mistakes, but sometimes we don't make the best choices with food, and there are certain things. And so, yeah, you mentioned the activated charcoal. That's something that I'll have, especially if I go somewhere food-wise that I feel like it's a little bit sketchy, and I'm like, oh my God, what have I just put in my body? So it, you know, it maybe if it's even a mental thing that I'm like, okay, I can take some activated charcoal tonight and get it all out.
Yes. That is so funny. Well, you know, Kiki, it is Foodie Friday, so I am on your site. So if you hear a little click in the background, I was just looking at some of your recipes, because you've got, I love these recipe collections. My gosh, you've got breakfast jars, salad in a jar recipe roundup, bulletproof recipes, a very vegan Thanksgiving, Greek recipes made veggie friendly, autumn picnic, Kiki originals. Let's go on to Kiki originals. So you have
got this green cacao.
That's all right. I'll tell you what's in it. You've got a green cacao smoothie bowl. It's got blueberries, brown rice, protein concentrate. It's got cacao nibs, cacao powder, cashew milk, cinnamon, frozen berries. And then you've got collard greens and kale and maca powder. Oh my gosh.
You know what? I don't like to brag, but my smoothie bowls are the best ever. And if I may share some maybe tips around smoothie bowls, that one sounds like it has fruits in it, which is totally fine. But what I've noticed is I'll have sometimes a smoothie bowl for lunch. And I think a lot of times people think smoothie bowls, they think dessert, lots of fruit. They can be extremely high in sugar, especially when you get them out, you know, those acai bowls. I actually, there are certain vegetables that go actually delicious in them. So zucchini, if you chop them up, throw it in your freezer, as well as cauliflower. If you steam some butternut squash and then freeze that, all of these actually go amazing in smoothie bowls, and they have a really great texture when frozen. And then if you do add a little bit of, if you still want that sweetness, you can add something like monk fruit extract, which is a really great sweetener that's completely natural. There's no sugar alcohols, but it also doesn't raise your insulin levels. It's completely zero net carbs. So that's sort of my tips on smoothie bowls, because I've just been absolutely loving them lately.
Well, you know, it's funny, because I was looking at your deep chocolate smoothie bowl before the show, and you just mentioned, I wouldn't have thought there would be sprouted lentils and butternut squash in that.
So sprouted lentils is key as well, because lentils can be quite hard on our digestive system, any sort of legume. Mm. So if you sprout legumes similar to nuts and grains, they're a lot easier for our bodies to digest. They're a lot more bioavailable, so you're going to get more nutrients out of them. And what's great is, because the wellness world is booming right now, it means that when you go to Whole Foods, you can, I know the one near me, you can actually get sprouted things done for you. So it saves time as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's, you know, it's more expensive. But, you know, it does save the time.
That's interesting. I didn't know that. It is nice to have an option. Now, here's something I have never seen. I've been doing this show. Oh, my goodness. It's almost a year that I've been doing this Foodie Friday show, which I absolutely love. Part of Talk Healthy Today. Thank you. Squash seed milk. Never seen this. So tell us about this.
So that was me being super thrifty. So I was buying a whole bunch of squashes for my smoothie bowl, like you do. What else? And then I was throwing away the seeds. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, I don't want to do this. I don't want to waste. I was like, I'll roast the seeds. And then, you know, I was eating them, and I'm like, I don't even enjoy these. What am I doing? Like, I just, and then I thought, wait a second. I make sunflower seed milk. I make, you know, macadamia nut milk. Maybe I can make squash seed milk. Because that way I wouldn't have to, you know, buy almonds or sunflower seeds or whatever. I could just have that milk done, you know, for me. And it would be a way to save money. And that's what I ended up doing. It's delicious. It ends up being this beautiful color, kind of like a brighter version of like an eggnog. And yeah, it just tastes like nut milk, but slightly different because it's from squash. But it's a great little hack if you want to make the most of, you know, your complete squash. And while we're on that topic, note that you can also eat the squash skins. Just make sure that they're organic and wash them, but I'll peel the skin off and then I'll roast the skins like chips. So you can really use absolutely everything of your squash.
Oh, I see. I like that. And it's funny because I was just looking at the zucchini bowl with pesto. And I want to mention that I got to this page by going to mindfullyedible.com. But then this is a meal garden page, right? So it's sort of
connected. Exactly. Yeah, that's the awesome thing about Meal Garden. We're building out this platform for experts and for bloggers as well as practitioners so that they can recipes, meal plans. I've got videos in there, reading materials, and I can literally.
Oh, Kiki. Hey, Randall, are you around? Thanks. Oh, did she drop off or did she just find him on MyEdible? But then, go on.
Yes. So, so that's the great thing about Meal Garden and working there as well. So we're building out this, we have this new feature of our tool for experts and bloggers as well as, you know, nutritional practitioners so that they can keep all of their recipes, meal plans, as well as reading materials, videos, and have it on Meal Garden or, you know, export it and embed it onto their website like I have on Mindfully Edible. So I kind of have the best of both worlds, and it means that people can interact with my recipes if they have a Meal Garden account so they can actually schedule them, get the grocery list for them, rather than just having a recipe and a picture on my site. Now I have full nutritional analysis of that recipe. I can offer my followers the ability to schedule that recipe, add it to a meal plan. So it just takes it to that next level.
Oh, that is so cool. All right. So I'm going to mention one more recipe and then I want to ask, well, how do people sign up for mealgarden.com? I've never seen someone make their own protein powder. I love this homemade protein powder. I'm going to read what's in it. Half a teaspoon, a tablespoon of hemp powder protein, half a tablespoon of teff flour, half a tablespoon of brown rice protein concentrate, half a tablespoon of wheatgrass powder, a teaspoon of pea protein powder, and a teaspoon of sprouted quinoa flour.
Right.
That's pretty cool. Yeah,
and
there you
go. I encourage anyone to make their own protein powder because I noticed that some of the ones that are becoming really expensive today actually do have that higher fat content and lower protein content, which is fine. More people are shifting towards the ketogenic diet.
That.
And and I think that
if you want
great,
protein,
but,
right? You should
exactly
get protein, right?
But you know, again, it's like what you said, you're, you know, a whole foodsitarian. There's no need to get weird protein powder of things that you don't even really know what they are, or like extracts, or even whey protein can be a little sketchy because it's kind of like, what even really is that? So, you know, just get some whole foods and ground them into, you know, a powder, just like a meal, and then mix those things in. And then the great thing with making your own protein powders is that you can add those things like spirulina, maca powder, lucuma, mesquite is another one of my favorites, all of these superfood powders that, you know, what other circumstance would you use them in?
I was at Whole Foods the other day and there was somebody tasting it. I think it was lucuma and maca and a couple other powders. They tasted really good. And I was like, but what am I going to do with this? And I was, I should put it in a smoothie. I also like your idea to add natural vanilla bean powder. Yes, exactly. The smoothie bowl. And I love cinnamon and nutmeg and ginger and all that. But let's talk. We only have a few minutes left. That goes by so quickly. How do we sign up for Meal Garden? Because what a great thing.
Yeah. And so actually, we're offering everyone 30-day free trials to Meal Garden. So if you go to home.mealgarden.com, you'll notice that I think one of the questions on the first page is, are you eating more whole foods diet? And if you click that, it'll bring you directly into my holistic health hub. And from there, you'll get access to all of my recipes, meal plans, but then all the recipes and meal plans from a whole bunch of our other experts in our community, a range of practitioners and health coaches and a whole bunch of other people that really know their stuff when it comes to recipes and meal plans. You'll get access to all of their content. And yeah, we're just offering it free for 30 days. And then if you'd like to join for the year, it's $45 Canadian, just a one-time payment. Yeah,
for the whole
but
year?
There's no credit card. Yeah, exactly. For the whole year. But there's no credit card required for the 30-day free trial. So you could totally just try it, you know, with no commitment. no one likes commitment these days. And I don't like being a salesy, pushy person. So it's like, you know, just try it for a month. If you don't love it, that's fine. No hard feelings.
Yeah, see what you think. Now, with Mindfully Edible, is that where you were saying that people can write articles for you or different posts? Or are you doing all the blogging right now?
I'm doing all the blogging right now. I'm starting a new sort of venture within it, which is interviewing entrepreneurs that inspire me. Nice. Different entrepreneurs that I've interviewed recently is actually the founder of Giddy Yo-Yo, which is raw chocolate here in Ontario in Canada. And so that's kind of the direction I'm going with it, as well as I do wellness retreats, usually in California. And so I'm throwing everything out there and seeing what sticks. But just sort of sharing my journey with holistic health and, you know, trying all these different diets, but then really extracting, you know, what are the common themes that all of these different thought leaders, you know, from Dave Asprey, from Dr. Joseph Mercola, from David Wolf, they all have certain things that I feel like that they all agree on. And I kind of want to spread that message so that we can all just eat mindfully and holistically and not stress.
Oh, I completely agree. Kiki, I hope this is worth the wait. I love having you on.
And in the new year,
I will get you back.
Lovely.
I just think this has been fantastic. So again, give us all the websites where we can, you know, sign up and check
you out. So I'll start with mine because I'm very in love with myself. So we'll start with mindfullyedible.com. And from there, if you click on, I think I call it recipes and meal plans, you can access into Meal Garden, or you can go straight to Meal Garden, which is home.mealgarden.com. And thank you so much, Lisa. It's always such a pleasure catching up.
Yeah, it definitely is. Well, I want to thank everyone for listening to Talk Healthy today. Please rate and subscribe. It makes a big difference. And leave a review, then more people can come to the show. You can find us on social media at Talk Healthy the number 2 day on Snapchat and Twitter, at Talk Healthy Today Podcast on Facebook. You can also find me at Health Media Gal 1. Thanks for listening. Check out Mindfully Edible and the Meal Garden, and stay well.